Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
You're too good to me. Fill me up when my glass looks empty. You always try to say a better version of me. Never waiting, 'cause I know that you'll always make it. I can't take it.
Welcome to the Zone of LOTO. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Miss Selena Johnson. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new album, Rebirth of Soul, available everywhere. So make sure you tune in and tune on all the negativity and get you some music with substance. And speaking of substance, and another talented artist, Lord have mercy, Star Martin, St. Louis's finest, with her new hit single, Pre-Game, yeah. So on behalf of The Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the captivating and very talented Star Martin. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. I'm very impressed with the new single. How have you felt as far as the overall project and the positive feedback that you've been getting?
I mean, it's really amazing. It feels great. It just feels genuine. So that's what I look for in everything I do. Just that confirmation that people just love it. Even though I love it, you don't know how other people will take it. But I'm extremely proud of the work that we've been doing, and the feedback is just awesome. And I hope that we continue to get the feedback and the retweets and reshares and buys that we've been.
All right. Well, I've had an opportunity to kind of step back in time a little bit and look at another single that you did prior called FaceTime. I said, I must. So, how would you describe yourself from Star Martin then to where you're at right now as far as songwriting and also just taking your performance, your live performances, to another level?
Well, I mean, I definitely have grown. I learn something every day with music, with life, just everything. Every day I try to learn something new. So if not, I'm going backwards, you know? So my writing is way, like, 100 times, like, on point now. I'm not going to say it was ever bad, but it's, you know, you evolve as a writer, you evolve as an artist. So it's just really basically kind of me critiquing and, you know, slowing down. I learned to kind of slow down and pay attention to details. So I can say that I'm a different me, but I'm still the same me. I still have that FaceTime energy in me. I just kind of look differently now. And you know, I'm just growing as a person.
Well, it's all about the journey. As far as being, I want to talk about the business aspect of music, because at the end of the day, it is music business. For you, you are a brand. So as far as globally, how far reaching would you like your brand to expand as far as not just music, possibly movies, small or big screen, and also modeling?
Yeah, I'm very open to that. I have a degree in film and dramatic arts. I went to acting school right after high school, so I'm very open to that. I've done a few things. Modeling, I have my own clothing line, so I'm mostly behind the scenes on my clothing line, but I'm going to definitely start to come out more, and I'm open to everything. I really want to bring myself, whatever I can, to somebody else's brand, the trueness of what I want everybody to experience. So I'm open to it.
So how would you describe your brand? What would be the Star Martin brand for someone that hasn't had the opportunity to listen to your music or see a live performance from you? How would you best describe yourself?
I would describe myself in a, well, number one, I categorize myself. I try not to, but I put myself in a box that's just kind of open to anything that feels good. So people can say that they sing this genre or whatever, but I just feel what, I do what feels good to me, whether it's country, pop, R&B, or rapping, because I can do it all. So if I'm fusing that together, you can kind of just get, I guess the word would be like a little, I don't know, R&B chic, or, you know, trap R&B, trap pop. I never really thought about it, but I think that's what it could be.
I like that. R&B chic. That's a little different. Very much so. Now you have
it's
teased
like
us all.
It's like a top, not chic. Excuse me.
Okay. Now, I must say that you have teased us all with a slice of cheesecake with the new single, Pregame. 2018 is just around the corner. What do we expect from you as far as a possible EP or even an album?
Definitely an EP. That's what you can expect. That's what I've been working on now. I'm literally, I can say I'm done with it, but, you know, you always go back and kind of, like, edit, or you'll think of something else. I think that it's solid right now, and it's definitely going to be coming out, like, at the top of the year. So, I mean, be on the lookout for that. It's called Elevate. So, I mean, it'll be coming soon, and it's going to have bangers. The whole EP is bangers.
Well, you heard it here first, family. Elevate 2018. I must ask, what have you learned about yourself over the last 4 years? If you could go back in a time machine, the Star Martin of today, what would you go back and tell the Star Martin maybe 5 years ago? What would you sit down and, as far as the conversation entail, as far as the future and your pursuit of your career and also your dream? I guess trying to balance both career and personal life.
Well, I definitely would get to know myself first, before I did anything. That I think that's key in everything. You have to know exactly who you are and what you want to be in order to strive, you know, and take those steps to becoming that. So I would have to sit down and really plan out. I would say to myself, know yourself first. Secondly, work hard always. Even because I can go through spells where I feel uninspired, you have to work through that in order to become and get to the best you that you can be. So just basically hard work, discipline, and just less drama. I've eliminated so many people and so many things out of my life, and I didn't do it harsh or anything. I just simply moved away from the situation. So I would just say open your eyes and kind of see, because everyone's journey is different. So, you know. It's just a little insight.
Absolutely. You know, life is about the journey. It's about knowing one and knowing our worth, our own self-worth, and growing.
Yes, correct.
The few minutes that I've had an opportunity to converse with you, the vibe that I get from you is that you can be very opinionated, very strong-willed. You mean what you say. You say what you mean. Mm-hmm. So those are great aspects for an artist. For you, as you grow, oh, my pleasure, as you grow musically, it's very important to have a producer that works with you that totally gets you and also brings something even more special and unique out of you as an artist. How important is it that you have that kind of producer? And also, question two, something you just pointed to, having people around you. How important is it to have a very strong team around you?
That's number one with me. If my team isn't solid, then I'm not solid, because I can't work how I need to work. My producer, of course, he's talented, extremely talented. I have to have a producer that's going to not be afraid, because I have a strong personality, as you said. I know this. I've learned this over the last 5 years, and so that's something else I would say to myself, kind of tone it down. But for the most part, you can't be scared, because I find this a lot in people. They're kind of afraid to say what they want to say to me because I do have a strong personality, and they can think that I'm kind of like attacking them, I guess I could say. But I really like to dissect why you think that, and kind of, if I think that it's a different way, I'll explain why. Because sometimes people just need to be, you know, be guided in the right way. So, like I said, my team has to be solid, has to be number one, not afraid to say anything. And you have to keep people around you who want the best. And you can kind of feel the vibe of people who really don't want the best for you. And if you keep your karma clean, those people will be revealed to you without you even, you know what I'm saying, like without you even having to dig within it. So I go off of vibes. I'm really strong on that. If I walk in the room, I can kind of feel the place out. I'm just blessed. So, hey. Yeah, I mean, the team is solid.
It's very important. As you said, vibe, you know, it's almost having that Yoda complex, something's mm-hmm. unbalanced in the universe.
Yeah.
And the force is not right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely relate to that. Where do you see yourself musically in the next 2 years?
I'm like a pop star at heart. So I'm seeing myself just traveling the world, big arenas, and I always go back to Lady Gaga because I can just identify with her so much. Lady Gaga struggles with some of the same things I struggle with. So it's like for her to overcome everything that she has, and she's as big as she is, if I had to say anybody, I would say Lady Gaga because I just admire her of how she did it and how she still remains to be the person that she is and create beautiful music, timeless music, I should say, because she's a true rock star. So I want to be on rock star status, like for real, for real. I think it's so cool.
Well, speaking of Lady Gaga, I see how she has evolved over the last couple of years where she went from wearing the very outrageous outfits.
Yes.
And now she's just completely at peace with just being who she is. I mean, when you go to, when you go from a point where now I'm singing duets with Tony Bennett, you definitely be you cool with just being who you are. This industry can be very cutthroat. It's kind of hard to separate the people who really care for you or the ones that are just trying to get something from
you.
Yes. How long has it taken you to kind of grasp all that and separate the two, knowing the ones that are truly there for you and the ones that just want something out of you or want something from you?
Well, with me, I do everything now a different way. Like back in the day, I probably would have cussed them out like, but now I kind of just let people reveal themselves, show your card. So when I do cut you off, you will know exactly what you've been doing because it's kind of like, you know, I don't know how to word it, but I can kind of mention things without having to really mention it to someone. So if I see that you're trying to do this, I'll mention it. You know what I'm saying? But we'll continue on because sometimes it's not what it is, and I like to give the benefit of the doubt. But most of the time, I just let it. You know, like I said, if your karma is clean, most likely the universe will show you whatever you need to know. But I will still check somebody, give them a little FaceTime. You know that.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Lord have mercy. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you for being joined today by the incredibly talented Miss Star Martin. Pre-game, I've listened to the lyrics, and Lord help me. I'm like, okay.
Lord,
I understand. What has you most proud of the new single, Pre-game?
As far as lyrics or as far as just overall?
Just the overall product.
I'm just happy that everybody loved it. Like I said, you can love something and really it can mean something to you, but because my life has went this way, I probably could, like, you know, say, oh, I love it because of this. But other people, it's different. So you just never know. I'm just happy people enjoy the music because it's only up from here. So it's only going to keep getting better. So I'm just excited.
Well, absolutely. Well, in the words of those two great American poets, Fat Joe and Remy Ma, nothing can stop you, my love, because you're all the way up. Let's get into it. The new hit single from Star Martin, pregame here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.
I just came to have some fun, had to be your wife and shit. Plus you not my type of shit. I'm just tipsy, sloppy shit. I'm gone. I might be drunk for the kickoff, blowing up smoke for the tip off. Pour it up one time, all bottles on me tonight. It's going down. Got these niggas slipping, keep them swinging at my car. Patrolling in my system, playing Scrabble with my wife. No L's, no loss. Take one, take off. It's a pregame, gunning them down, I call it shooting with star. Buy out the bar, another round, and I'm knocking down. Everywhere I go, I'm with the same old clique. You know, everywhere I go, I hear the same old shit. But I know that I got these niggas slipping, keep them swinging at my cards. Patron in my system, playing Scrabble with my words. No L's, no loss. Take one, take off. It's a pregame, follow it.
Get all the latest updates, the comings and goings of Star Martin at her official website at starmartinmusic.com. Also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all the same handles. I am Star Martin. It's a beautiful thing. My queen, it has been an honor and privilege for the Teddy Bear to have you on the show. This is definitely your second home. Hopefully sometime very soon in 2008. You will make your captivating self available and come down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm like trying to get to Houston so bad. I used to live in Dallas, so I've been trying to get to Houston. I've never been, so that'll be perfect.
Oh, my. You used to live in Dallas, and you've never. Oh, shame on you. That's
never.
Okay.
It's right. I always wanted to get there.
You will make it happen. I have all the confidence in the world. And again, be on the lookout for the new EP in 2018. So when it's ready, just like
elevate.
Grandma's cookies, elevate. If it's just halfway done, we still gonna play it. Don't matter. We got you.
Perfect. That's why I love y'all, sir.
Much continued success, my love. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. It was very captivating. Lord have mercy. Star Martin, here it is on the VLOTO Radio. Well, family, it's about that time. It's about that time. What do you mean, Teddy Bear? What do you mean? Got to get into some more music. It is what? 1:21 Central Standard Time. On a very smooth, but all with ado, let's get into Stella Amore with Spike's Groove. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.